Well, as I mentioned, there are many tunes that that's so much fun to do, by the way. Playing with a fiddle player as good as Nate is just a joy. So, yes, you can applaud. So, I was mentioning how there's so many hits that Flatten Scruggs did. Here's another one of them, probably their biggest hit, The Ballad of Jed Clampett. Yes, that's right, folks. We're going to do it for you right now. And you're going to sing along. This is folk music, after all. So you better sing along on this one. And Louise Scruggs had another hand in making this, building up the Flatten Scruggs name. Because Flatten Scruggs, the two of them would be in the show from time to time, if any of you happen to catch some of that. But in the recording, it's just Earl Scruggs playing on that. Lester's not actually singing it. Someone else is. And everyone wanted to hear that, you know, have this music to take home on a record and put it on the record player, but it was not out there. So Louise Scruggs called up Columbia Records and said, let's get Flatten Scruggs to record this. And within 2 weeks, they went to the studio. Within 2 weeks, Columbia Records had it out and went to the top of the Billboard charts in the country music zone, and it became one of their biggest hits. So we're going to do it for you right now. Yeah. I should mention, when you get home, or right now, take out your phones and Google. No, don't do it right now. But if you Google the lyrics to The Ballad of Jed Clampett, you'll find that there were actually four verses. This is true. And the fourth verse is really bad. They talk about Mr. Drysdale and his bank and things like that. It's just not a really good verse. That's why you never hear it. We should learn. We should do that for these folks someday. Not today, but sometime. Okay, here we go. And please do sing along.
Okay, here we go.